Okay, here we go. So, Harriet, you were very keen to start blogging. Why was that?
Well, because having arrived in Jerusalem, my first experience as a foreign correspondent, I felt that there were lots of stories that weren't quite conventional news stories, but things that I saw and heard and read about that I wanted to share with a wider audience, and I thought a blog would be a great way of doing that.
And what's been your experience? I mean, first of all, you had to get it all set up, which involved an amount of training and I guess tools that you weren't familiar with. How was all of that?
Well, it was. There were things that I found easier and things that I found harder. Having been a sub a long time ago, I kind of wasn't worried about writing headlines and that kind of thing. But there are so many things to remember, and I now have a little checklist that I literally tick off before I launch anything. And I found particularly putting photographs on the blog quite difficult, just finding them on the system. But I'm getting used to it and I'm getting better at it, but I still have to, as you know, cry for help occasionally.
What about the, things like the kinds of stories that you choose, or the kinds of things to write about? What do you think? What are you finding makes for a good blog post? Or are you still feeling your way with that?
I'm definitely feeling my way, but I really understand now that you can't put something that really is a conventional news story on a blog. So it has to be a slightly kind of quirky look or an observational thing, or even if it's just something that you've read, I've read in a Israeli or a Palestinian paper that I think is worth passing on. But I think the things that work best are the kind of quite personal stuff, which I don't mean is necessarily about me, but really my take on things. And I think the tone has to be very different from a conventional news story.
And is that something that you that as a reporter that you the way that you write and even think about things? Because I guess as reporters we're quite used to being to not putting ourselves in and not into the story and not making it personal. Do you kind of have to change the way you think about things a bit?
Definitely, and that's been quite a big adjustment. I've always been very averse to putting myself into a story and talking about me, but actually that's what works best on a blog because I think it has to be sort of quite personal. And if you want to engage with the people who are reading your blog, then it really does have to be about your take on things. And it's particularly difficult for me in this place because obviously Israel-Palestine is extremely closely watched, and people have very strong opinions. So I'm very careful not to be very explicit about my opinions, but it does have to be about my observations, I think.
Yeah, and how have you found the commenters and the community and engaging with them? What's your experience of that?
Well, I'm fascinated that quite quickly I've built up a little core of people who comment every time, almost every time, and I sort of feel I'm kind of developing a relationship with them, and it's of course becomes very compelling to see what people are saying, and it's very disappointing when not many people comment on something you posted. But I really appreciate that the importance of going back into the thread because I think that I've found in my experience that when you do go back in, it sort of calms down the quite heated nature of the debate, particularly on this subject. So I think it is quite important. One of my frustrations is that since I started the blog, which was only a few weeks ago, it's been incredibly busy here with the Palestine Papers and then Egypt, and it's been quite hard for me to monitor what's happening on the blog and go back in. But I have to say, the moderators are just fantastic and will send me an email saying, oh, this might be worth commenting on. And I think the support from the moderators is brilliant.
Okay, Harriet, that's great. Thanks very much.